Marge and Olive. Marge and Olive were two sisters who had lived together all their lives. They were both over 70. When their father died, leaving them the house and some money, it was Olive who was the boss. She was a little older than Marge and had a very bad temper. Marge was afraid of her and soon learnt to do everything she was told to do. Olive did the shopping, paid the electricity, gas and water bills, and decided how to spend their money. Marge did the cleaning, the cooking, and decided when to put the rubbish out to be collected. Marge hadn't been shopping for a long time. She couldn't walk far because of her arthritis. Besides, it wasn't necessary for her to go shopping. Olive was happy to go on her own. Marge hated shopping days. Olive arrived home carrying the heavy bags, always in a terrible mood, and ordered Marge to make her a cup of tea. Then Marge would go and get Olive's slippers. Olive would then start complaining and say that Marge was lucky to have someone to do the shopping for her. Marge nodded silently. She knew it was better not to argue with Olive. As Marge unpacked the shopping, putting everything in the cupboards, Olive talked about the price of things, especially clothes. They were so expensive. That is why they had to share them. Or, more exactly, Marge would have Olive's old clothes. Marge often asked her sister to buy her certain foods she liked. Olive would always refuse because she couldn't eat these things herself. Cheese, milk and yogurt would give her terrible stomach pains. So Marge was left without. Marge had a really difficult time when Olive was ill. She would often have to get out of bed late at night to give Olive a tablet for her angina. Sometimes Olive would wake her up just because she wanted a cup of tea. Marge would always obey. She didn't have the courage to refuse, and by now she was used to being treated badly. Besides, she had a secret that helped her to put up with Olive. Alfred was back. When Marge was much younger, Alfred had been her boyfriend, and they had planned to get married. Olive was really jealous and had done everything possible to separate the two. When she discovered that Alfred had been accused of being a deserter during the Second World War, she had told her father. Alfred had tried to explain that it had all been a mistake, but their father would not listen. He sent Alfred away and ordered Marge not to see him again. Alfred left the town, and later, Marge heard that he had married someone else. It took her a long time to forget him. She hated Olive for this and would never forgive her. Now, after all these years, Alfred had moved back into town. He had lost his wife a few years before and had written to Marge asking her to forgive him. He was aware of the terrible life that Marge had with her domineering sister, and he felt responsible. In his first letter, he told Marge how he wished that he had had the courage to explain to her father instead of leaving her. He had been a coward. Marge was so pleased to receive his letter that she forgave him instantly. She wrote back, and they began to write regularly. When Olive found out that Alfred had returned, She tried to stop Marge writing to him. Marge ignored her and even managed to meet Alfred on the days when Olive went shopping. They discovered that, despite their age and the years that had passed, there was still something special between them. Marge knew that if Olive discovered their meetings, she would never see Alfred again. The thought of this was terrible. Since Alfred had returned, she had begun to live again. They talked about lost friends, the dance halls that they had danced in, and the wonderful music of the old days. Sometimes they would sing together. Alfred would often bring her chocolates, sweets, and even the cream and yogurt she adored. For the first time after so many years, Marge felt wanted. It was the only thing that helped her through the day, and she wasn't prepared to lose Alfred again. Even though they met occasionally, they decided that it was better to keep writing to each other. Olive would be suspicious if Marge stopped receiving letters. She'd miss them too. Olive would always read Marge's letters. She would say she had a headache and that she would go upstairs to lie down. But Marge knew it was just an excuse. She had tried hiding them, but it was no use. Olive still found them. At their last meeting, Alfred had asked her to marry him. She had accepted, but what about Olive? Marge had thought about leaving home, but this meant that she'd lose all her money. Olive kept the bank books in her name. No, it was Olive that would have to go. The next evening, Marge and Alfred met at the same time, at the same place. They talked about Olive, and Alfred told Marge about a plan that would finally solve everything. Marge listened carefully. Alfred was a genius. She was sure that the plan would work, and soon they would be free. Alfred gave her a small tin and a letter. He told her to be very careful and to make sure that Olive did not find them. Marge hid them in her handbag. She could not wait, so they decided to carry out the plan the very next day. Marge slept well that night. When Olive came downstairs for breakfast, she sang cheerfully to herself. Olive told her to shut up immediately and complained that her tea was cold.
"The postman has already been," Marge said as she fried the eggs.
"So what?" Olive answered.
"There was just one letter for me," Marge replied.
Olive smiled. Good, she thought. Something for her to read later on. Marge put the fried egg on Olive's plate.
"What shall we have for lunch today?"
Marge asked.
"This egg is overcooked. Give me the other one," Olive ordered.
Marge obeyed and said once again,
"What shall we..." "I heard you the first time. I'm not deaf."
Marge jumped. She always did when Olive shouted.
"Meatloaf," Olive continued. "We always have meatloaf on Tuesday, and don't ask stupid questions."
Marge nodded. They carried on eating their breakfast in silence. Afterwards, Olive went into the garden to read the newspaper. Marge did her housework, then began to prepare the meatloaf. When she'd mixed the ingredients together, she went to her handbag and found the small tin. She opened it and added the contents to the mixture. She mixed it in quickly and hid the empty tin in the washing machine. Then she put the meatloaf in the oven to cook and tried not to act suspiciously. When the meatloaf was cooked, Marge sniffed at it. She could not smell anything unusual. She was not hungry, though. She told Olive that she had a headache and that she did not want to eat. Olive was not particularly worried and started eating. Marge watched her from behind the kitchen door. That day, Olive ate more than usual. After lunch, Marge did the washing up and Olive went to her room to lie down. Marge knew that she would read the letter. Things were going exactly as planned. Olive rushed into Marge's room, found the letter, then returned to her own room to read it.
Dear Marge, the small tin that you found at the bottom of your garden is a very strong poison that I bought for the mice in my cellar. You were right, my dear. It's the only way to get rid of Olive. Put it in the meat loaf that you mentioned. She won't notice the taste or smell. The effect is almost immediate. Please be patient. All my love, Alfred.
Olive read the letter quickly. Then she read it again, stopping at the word poison. She threw the letter down and suddenly felt hot. An unbearable pain began in her stomach and she cried out, "Oh my God, I've been poisoned! Help!" Marge heard her from downstairs. She turned the volume of the radio up and ignored her. The pain got worse and Olive fell to the floor trying to breathe. How long would it take? Was she dying? Yes, the letter had said that the poison was very strong. She lay on the carpet, waiting for someone to help her. She felt another pain, much stronger than the other, in her chest. Her left arm ached. It was her heart. She was having an attack. Where were her tablets? She called for Marge. Marge sang to herself and waited. After a while, she could no longer hear Olive calling for her. She picked up the telephone and called for an ambulance. When it arrived, Olive was dead. Marge cried as they took her away, but she cried tears of joy. The doctor signed the death certificate. Olive had died of a heart attack. There was no mention of poison. Alfred and Marge were married a few months after Olive's death. They often talked about how they got rid of Olive, especially after their bedtime drink. The small tin of poison was given a place on the kitchen shelf where its label could be seen by all. It read, "Concentrated powdered milk."